Sure. The best thing really is to find a Bible study plan. I mean, like, there's lots of them out there. Most websites like BibleGateway.com or even the Olive Tree app that I have on my phone. Any Bible app usually has Bible study built into it. And so they can help you read through the Bible in a year or, you know, thematic, you know, that kind of thing. So that's one way that you can sort of do it. You can do different books of the Bible, you know, things that maybe you're going through, so you can do it by topic. And so these are different ways that you can help study the Bible. Now, would I say that, you know, if you're starting cold turkey, would you automatically just, you know, try to push out an hour a day?
No, yeah, no. That'd be a lot.
No, you know, start small and build it day by day. You know, you can, even if you do 5 minutes of reading and a 5 minute prayer just to start. I mean, like, that is somewhere to start from, and then you build on it. You know, so those are sort of like the step by steps as to how you can work on reading the Bible more and more, focusing more and more, and that kind of thing. So,
yeah, no, that's really good. And even Steve Jones actually encouraged me back in spring to just like start getting into it. I'm not a huge reader, but he's like, why don't you try a psalm in the morning and psalm at night, maybe throw in a proverb. And so I did that. I did a psalm in the morning, psalm at night, and then a proverb. And it was great. By like 3-4 months later, I was done psalms. I was done proverbs and all that. And it was great. And now I'm reading the New Testament. And like, if you had told me like I was going to do that this time, like last year, I'd call you crazy. Yeah. Maybe not. Actually, maybe I wouldn't say that to you, but I'd be like, I'd be thinking you're crazy. And so, yeah, even if you're not a reader and you're listening right now, like, start small, baby steps. You don't have to jump in head first, like Pastor Andrew was saying.
Yeah, and basically it is habits. And how long does it take for a habit to develop? On average, about 30 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to work at it. And you can't give up just because you missed one day. Okay, mm-hmm. So you missed one day. Jump right back in the next day and keep going.
Exactly. And there's been times where, like, I'm doing the New Testament now and I'll read a little chunk in the morning, chunk at night, and I'll be like, you know, I'll forget in the morning, be like, oh, dang. But then I still read it in the at night and then, you know, get back at it, doing the morning the next day. So, yeah.
Yeah.